A prison inmate pleaded guilty Monday to conspiring to steal more than $100,000 in unemployment benefits. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. 45-year-old Alana Powers, an inmate at the Central California Women's Facility, and 51-year-old Jason Virts of Fresno each pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit mail fraud and aggravated identity theft. On Monday, California lifted its limits on indoor worship services in the face of U.S. Supreme Court rulings that struck down the coronavirus public health mandates. The Center for American Liberty, which had filed a string of lawsuits against Governor Gavin Newsom on behalf of churches, applauded the move. On Monday, California reopened enrollment for its state health insurance exchange. The state hopes more people will buy coverage now that the federal government is offering new assistance that could lower monthly premiums by $1,000 or more in some cases. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Arcata fire officials say quick action in the past week by employees and bystanders with fire extinguishers helped keep a commercial space and separate apartment building fire from getting much worse. Both locations had on-site fire extinguishers, and those who used them had been trained. During the major corridor enhanced primary collision factor enforcement campaign on 101 recently, officers issued 597 citations, 402 were for unsafe speed. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.